Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM. Here with your host, Tim Sweeney. We're here every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And tonight, for the first half of the show, we have a bit of a holiday special. DJ Mooner from Munich has done a little Christmas, a special Christmas mix. So with the holiday spirit, we're going to start off the show with that. And hopefully next year we can get a Hanukkah mix going. And, well, we'll see. But anyways, DJ Mooner here with his Christmas mix. That's for the about the first 80 minutes of the show. And then the last half, I'll take over and play some new things that I've found. So let's just get started. Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Again, don't forget about the website, beatsinspace.net or wnyu.org. And here we go with DJ Mooner.
So you want to change the world? Good idea. But to change the world, you need to change the people. Governments can't do that, but you can in your own home by giving your children things they may not get anywhere else, values that will change the world, like love, honesty, tolerance. The most important school they'll ever attend is your home. Go ahead. Start changing the world today. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is John Naughton. I'd like to take a few moments of your holiday season to share some thoughts with you. This is a time of peace on earth to men of goodwill. It's the time of year in which we give thanks for our blessings and look forward expectantly to what a new year may hold. It's a happy time, a season that holds deep meanings and bright promise. Our homes and our families seem to mean more in the holiday season. Friends and friendships are more valued. Our purpose in life more subject to appreciation and examination. It is particularly appropriate now, it seems to me, to review the things that are right with our land and our lives. Not all is perfect, but not all is wrong. We have relative peace, relative prosperity, and we have made real progress.
Good evening, I'm Spike Williams. Tonight we're going after a most unusual story. For many years, a kindly, jovial, stout man wearing a white beard and a red suit has made his appearance each Christmas Eve and distributes gifts and presents by coming down the chimney. He's a man we all look forward to eagerly, especially the kiddies. Well, now let's check with the man himself for the true story. Welcome, Santa Claus.
Call me Santa. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
All right, Santa. Now, here's my first question.
Now, let's be nice and friendly. I like you, you like me. Nothing embarrassing. Simple questions like, what size chimney is the best fit? Or do I sleep with my beard over or under the blanket?
All right. Do you sleep with your beard over or under the blanket?
Yes, and then again, no. You see, during the time of the trade when the former was filled, I put my beard in curlers. Sometimes when we have a trade, but in the summertime, the beard is over the blanket. And in the winter, when it tries, I sleep with the beard under the blanket.
I'm just a bit confused.
Hey, say you out there, dancer, prancer, stop ringing those bells. You see, Spike, I've got my reindeer and sled outside, double parked. And if don't come up to see, the cops are having a ticket for the fine, and there's no money to pay with your fellas.
Most people call you Santa Claus, but in other parts of the world, you masquerade under the name of Kris Kringle and St. Nicholas. Now, what are you trying to hide by using an alias?
I'm very glad you asked me that. You see, in the United States, we have a store for filled of Santa Claus. In England, where the sides have been filled, it's Kris Kringle. In Greece, there's a very fine seraphim. It's St. Nicholas. In China, the Chinese name is Hu Tai Tai Zoa. And that is why, my dear fellow, the Giants moved to San Francisco.
The Giants? I didn't ask you a question about baseball.
Well, think one up about baseball. What do you expect me to do? Figure out the answers and the questions? Quiet, Thunder! Quiet, listen! All they keep ringing is bells, bells. So help me. Next year, I'll get myself a horn.
Get a hold of yourself, Santa Claus. Let's proceed. Now, in December 1954, there was a rumor going around, and it was frequently heard on the radio, that a little boy named Jimmy Boyd was singing and telling everybody, I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, that's a little sneaky question.
Santa, this rumor of you kissing Jimmy's mummy was made into a popular record, and it even made Variety's bestseller list. Isn't that a fact?
When Variety said that the record was sold and founded in the heads of faith, we didn't tell them. What they really meant was that there is a sword, which every sword has made for our plot, and you agree, of course.
Yes. But I would phrase it a little differently. One thing I can't understand is why, in this modern age of transportation, you still use reindeer. Have you thought of updating your reindeer?
I'm very glad you asked me that.
Hello, I'm Leonard Nimoy. If you're like me, now that the holidays are over, you're probably trying to get things back to normal. But even though things did get a bit hectic, I hope you remembered to answer your Christmas seal letter. If you've overlooked it, remember, the fight against emphysema, tuberculosis, and the growing pollution of the air we breathe, all of these must go on all year round. It's not too late to sit right down and answer your Christmas seal letter today. It's a matter of life and breath.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, hoping that your new year isn't a torture-filled living hell and that you finally decide to do something worthwhile with your miserable, wretched lives. Thank you.
One, two, three, four. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. One, two, three, four, he's making a list. He's taking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, you better watch out! You better not cry! You better not pout! I'm telling you why! Santa Claus is coming to town! What the devil is this? When are you sleeping? He knows when are you awake? He knows when are you better good? So be good, for God's sake! Hey! You better watch out! You better not cry! You better not pout! I'm telling you why! Santa Claus is coming to town! Ow!
Hey, how you doing? This is your reindeer, Frankie Vanelli.
And Santa, Paul Giordino.
From Quiet Riot, wishing you Happy New Year!
By the way, don't drink too much and get drunk and drive.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Thank you. 6 months of office Ronnie gave to me.
Busting all the unions.
No equal rights. New White House, China, Batcher, B-1 bombers, massive welfare cuts, and an Amex in my backyard. In his 7th month of office, Ronnie gave to me.
Catch up as a veggie, busting all the unions.
No equal rights. New White House, China, Batcher, B-1 bombers, massive welfare cuts, and an Amex in my backyard. In his 8th month of office, Ronnie gave to me.
Hank and Ellen, ketchup as a veggie, busting all the unions.
No equal rights. New White House, China, Batcher, B-1 bombers, massive welfare cuts, and an Amex in my backyard. In his 9th month of office, Ronnie gave to me.
Starving older people.
What? Hank and Ellen, ketchup as a veggie, busting all the unions. No equal rights. New White House, China, Batcher, B-1 bombers, massive welfare cuts, and an Amex in my backyard. In his 10th month of office, Ronnie came to me.
Stockman economics, starving older people.
What? Pig and Allen, ketchup as a veggie, busting all the unions. No equal rights. New White House, China, Batcher, B-1 bombers, massive welfare cuts, and an Amex in my backyard.
With the radiant glow of Christmas all around us, we remember to be kinder and more considerate, more generous. It is a time when man seems to be moved by some miracle, some spiritual surge of greatness in thought and action. This miracle of Christmas began almost 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, when a baby was born in the stable of an inn. The keeper of the inn was very busy that night trying to accommodate more guests than he'd seen in years.
I've got the Christmas fever. 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 I've got the fever. Got the fever. Got the fever. Got the fever. Santa Claus will soon be here. Lots of gifts and Christmas dear. I've got the Christmas fever.
Bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. Ginger peachy, that's a laugh. Ha ha ha. The shirts were swell, the socks were fine. They're all size 10, but my feet are size 9. I've had a very merry Christmas. The watch won't run, the wallet's split. The gloves are small, the pajamas don't fit. I've had a very merry Christmas. Roses, 10 dozen hankies. She must think I'm covered with noses. 6 neckties, they're all handmade. They're lovely ties, but they're all the same shade. Oh, I've had a very merry Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle bells, give my heart a lift. Tomorrow I'll be on my way, exchanging every gift. Oh, I'm so disappointed. I've never been so disillusioned. The pen won't write, the slippers gap, the bathrobe's tight, and the camera won't snap. I've had a very merry Christmas. Those darn cigars are much too strong. The sweater's wide and the shorts are too long. I've had a very merry Christmas. 6 pairs of swim trunks, a present that my firm made. 6 pairs of swim trunks, they must think I'm minnied on my maid. Hat's too small, the ring ain't gold, the muffler's thin, and I caught a good cold. I had. But don't get me wrong, I'm not too unhappy. I'm just miserable.
Thank you. Christmas time. Christmas time. Christmas time. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you. Oh yeah, Lord, I thank you.
Yeah. Krankenwagen am Tannenbaum und überall in des Baumes Spitzen sehe ich Sammelsternlein blitzen. Und wie ich so gucke und sinne, oha, da kommt mir ein Einfall und schon ist er da. Wir wünschen euch, Freunde, in Stadt und in Land viel Glück und viel Segen durch Christkindlein Hand. Und während da draußen die Schneeflöckchen fallen, wünsche ich meine Familie und ich euch allen viel Erfolg und viel Glück.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hello, Nana and Jack and Bessie and Steve. We're trimming the tree now, but we're just making this as though it's actually Christmas, because this is our Christmas greetings to you. First of all, Wes is taking piano lessons now, and he's going to play a Christmas carol for you, just so you can hear how well he's doing. We think Wes is very good at the piano, and he likes it too, don't you, Wes? Wes, who would you like to say hello to in Regina?
Nana and Stevie and Bessie and Jack.
What are you going to wish them?
A Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yep, can you say?
I don't know.
Repeat the entire dance four times, using the hokey-pokey style of putting your right arm, left arm, hips, and backside in and out. Whenever you hear the singer say, "Hey, what you do now, hokey-pokey disco," walk back four steps, beginning
How about somebody
with your
singing?
Right
foot. Who's going to sing now?
Then walk forward four steps, beginning with your left foot.
Hokey-pokey. Hokey-pokey.
Now let's try the hokey-pokey disco slowly with music.
Hokey-pokey disco.
Ready? Begin. Right front, two, three, four. Right back, two, three, four. Right front, two, three, four. Right back, two, three, four. Turn right, two, three, touch. Turn left, two, three, touch. Right kick, back step. Right kick, back touch. Left kick, back step. Left kick, back step. Left front, two, three, four. Left back, two, three, four. Left front, two, three, four. Left back, two, three, four. Turn right, two, three, touch. Turn left, two, three, step. Right kick, back step. Right kick, back touch. Left kick, back step. Left kick, back touch. Shuffle right, shuffle left, shuffle, shuffle. Continue, 6, 7, 8, shuffle, 10, 11, 12, shuffle, 14, 15, 16. Now let's try it up to tempo. Ready? Begin. Right front, 2, 3, 4, right back, 2, 3, 4, right front, 2, 3, 4, right back, 2, 3, 4, turn right, 2, 3, touch, turn left, 2, 3, touch, right kick, back, touch, left, kick, back, step, left front, 2, 3, 4, left back, 2, 3, 4, left front, 2, 3, 4, left back, 2, 3, 4, turn right, 2, 3, touch, turn left, 2, 3, step, right, kick, back, touch, left, kick, back, step, left, kick, back, touch, shuffle right, shuffle left, shuffle, shuffle, continue, 6, 7, 8, shuffle, 10, 11, 12, shuffle, 14, 15, 16. Remember now, repeat the dance, putting your right arm, left arm, hips, and backside in and out. Let's skip ahead now to when the singer says, "Hey, what you do now, hokey pokey disco." Remember the steps? Ready? Begin. Right
hey,
back, 2, 3,
now?
Touch, left forward, 2, 3, touch, back, 2, 3, touch, forward, 2, 3, touch, back, 2, 3, touch, forward, 2, 3, touch, back, 2, 3, touch, forward, 2, 3, touch, and stop.
Hokey pokey. Hokey pokey disco.
Can you all sing
hokey,
Jesus
hokey,
Loves Me?
Hokey, pokey,
can you play it, Wes?
Hokey pokey.
What
hokey,
is that, Daddy?
Listen, sing now.
That's
the
sing
Jesus Loves Me.
Come on, sing.
Little ones to him belong.
They are being brought.
Oh, that's wonderful. I bet they like that. Well, we've only got a little record here, but we're going to wish everybody...
Here to wish you a most happy new year.
Hi, this is Sam.
Disco musical stories, all and Hello, children. How would you like to listen to two exciting stories which children have loved and enjoyed for years and years all over the world? Okay. Girls and boys, all of you sit down quietly and listen to me. Once upon a time, children, long, long ago, there was a poor boy named Jack. He lived with his mother in a tiny little cottage which had a tiny little garden. Jack's father was dead, and Jack tried to help his mother as much as he could in the garden and with the milking of their cow. But Jack was a bit lazy, and he loved to play all day long with the other little children who lived nearby.
Trying to get things back to normal. But even though things did get a bit hectic, I hope you remembered to answer your Christmas seal letter. If you've overlooked it, remember, the fight against emphysema, tuberculosis, and the growing pollution of the air we breathe, all of these must go on all year round. It's not too late to sit right down and answer your Christmas seal letter today. It's a matter of life and breath.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, hoping that your new year isn't a torture-filled living hell and that you finally decide to do something worthwhile with your miserable, wretched lives. Thank you.
I stopped by a pet shop window. It was Christmas Eve. Bundles in my arms, snow upon my sleeve. I saw a little puppy, his eyes were filled with tears, and as I turned to walk away, I couldn't believe my ears.
I wish someone would take me home for Christmas. I'd look so cute beneath the Christmas tree. Someone would take me home for Christmas. I'd be as good as I could ever be.
I turned around to see him. I knew it couldn't be. But that fluffy little puppy was calling out to me.
Come back, I love you.
Could I have heard him wrong?
As I walked into the store, he sang his little song.
I wish someone would take me home for Christmas. I'd look so cute beneath the Christmas tree. The other puppies have a home for Christmas. I don't know why no one has chosen me.
You probably think I'm crazy, but I bought that little pup. I knew my kids would love him. As I picked him up, I couldn't wait to get him home so that they could see that fluffy little puppy there beneath the Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, children.
I'm so glad you took me home for Christmas. I'm so glad to be beneath your tree. Merry Christmas, children.
Hi, kids. You're about to hear a Christmas story that's never been told before.
Hi.
It happened, oh, not too many years ago, along about when your parents were children like you.
And I'm just 3.5 years old at all. I'm gonna sing for you a pretty, pretty song about Jesus. Because, you see, Jesus lives in my heart. And that's what fills me so full of joy and peace and happiness and love. I just love everybody all over the whole wide world because my Jesus lives in my heart. Jesus loves me. This or no. Uncle Eddie, honey, you're playing in the cracks. Is can you play it just a little, just play it real pretty, all right?
Just play it like you sing.
Now, Daddy, God don't love uglies. I don't sing that. I don't sing in the cracks, Daddy. I sing real pretty, cause I'm real sweet, real precious, see?
Okay.
Cause Jesus lives in my heart, okay?
Okay, sing yourself.
Are you ready, Uncle Eddie? Ain't he cute, Daddy? He's wearing a real pretty red shirt today. All right. Jesus loves me, this I know. Uncle Eddie, I tell you what, honey. You just play the little white keys, and you just forget all about those little black keys, all right? Okay. Jesus.
Christmas. Have a holly jolly 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 Christmas. Have a holly jolly
your name? I mean, after all, Santa Claus? And as for the way I talk, well, I am a leprechaun, you know.
We'll be right back. sounds like it might work. Oh, but I don't have any electricity in my sleigh. How will...
Santa, you've got that all figured out. As you're making your stops, you can borrow some electricity. Warm up your blanket, and then deliver more toys. When the blanket cools off, borrow some more electricity, and keep going. I know the folks will let you plug into their electricity and borrow a little, considering what you're doing for their kids and all.
Well, I'll be. Robbie, you've saved the day. Christmas Day, that is. The children will get their toys after all, and... Oh, no, Robbie, I just thought of something. The people in the cities have lots of electricity for my blanket, but what about the people in the country? Hardly any of them have electricity. How will I warm up my blanket? I'll freeze. How will I deliver toys to the children in the country?
Quick now, kids. Play the other side of the record and find out what happens.
How does Jesus come to us? Jesus comes to us in Holy Communion. How does Jesus come to us? How does Jesus come to us? Jesus comes to us. Holy Communion. How does Jesus come to us? How does Jesus come to us? Jesus comes to us.
Thank you.
oh my, this is the worst cold I've ever had in my life, Robbie. Excuse me.
God bless you, Santa. Sure, and I wish there was something
Who's there?
I could do.
Oh, it's Santa Claus.
I warned you not to go swimming with the polar bears.
Who's there? Oh, it's Santa Claus. Oh, and look.
I should have done better, but I didn't.
Who's there? Oh, it's Santa Claus. Oh, and look. Look who you brought with you. My favorite reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
and Cupid and Donovan Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
That's it from DJ Mooner's Christmas special mix here on Beats in Space. Now I'm going to completely change gears. No more Christmas songs. And play some new things. Or new old things. But still have another hour left in the show. And I guess here we go. This next one. Is this Section 79 presents SP Heart Begins to Beat. Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Here we go.